Timmins, a five-day enforcement blitz captured transport trucks traveling dangerously close on area roads and an impaired driver hauling thousands of kilograms of a toxic chemical, says opposite. The campaign ran from September 9-13 and focused on Highway 144, Highway 655 in and near the city of Timmins, and Highway 11 in Cochrane. The OPP teamed up with the Ministry of Transportation for the initiative, which saw all commercial motor vehicle, CMV, drivers who were stopped take a mandatory alcohol screening test. All of the vehicles were also given a visual inspection for compliance with legal and safety standards. Police conducted 1,496 alcohol screening tests, resulting in four drivers being arrested for impaired driving. Notably, one of these drivers was transporting a highly hazardous load, 36,000 kilograms of ammonia hydrate, a dangerous good. The OPP not only addressed impaired driving but also mitigated significant risks associated with transporting such dangerous substances, reads an OPP news release. Police seized a small amount of crystal meth and cannabis seized readily available to the driver of a commercial motor vehicle. Photo supplied by OPP. In one instance, police seized a small amount of crystal meth and cannabis that was readily available to the driver. Three drivers were also issued three-day driving suspension after registering in the warn range on the roadside test, said police. There were also eyes on the roads from the sky. The OPP leveraged their aviation unit to further enhance enforcement of CMVs engaged in dangerous driving behaviors, particularly those following too closely in speed. In one notable instance, the aviation unit observed a CMV maintaining a dangerously close distance of just 2 feet from the vehicle ahead. The aerial perspective provided by the aviation unit allowed officers to precisely measure and document these infractions, said police. Aerial images of commercial motor vehicles traveling too close during a five-day enforcement blitz. Photo supplied by OPP. During the blitz, 45 Level 1 inspections were completed, along with 87 Level 2 inspections. 46 vehicles were taken off the road. There were 429 provincial charges laid, 375 by provincial offense notice and 54 traffic court summons. Two stunt driving charges were laid, three vehicles were impounded for 7 days, and one license plate was seized for being misused. The impaired driving charges include a 67-year-old man from Cortis, who was stopped around 9 a.m. on September 10 at the MTO weigh scales in Cochrane. He was charged with operation while impaired, alcohol, and operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+. The accused was released from police custody and is slated to appear in court in Cochrane on October 22. A 55-year-old Sudbury man who was driving a pickup truck towing a two-axle trailer on Highway 101 West in Timmins on September 11 around 11 a.m. He is charged with operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, drive a motor vehicle, no currently validated permit, and improper means of attachment. The accused was released from custody and appears in Timmins Court on October 10. A 68-year-old man from Regina, Sask, who was stopped around 3 p.m. on September 11 on Highway 11 in Cochrane. He is charged with operation while impaired, alcohol, operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, and driving a motor vehicle with liquor readily available. The accused was released from custody and appears in a Cochrane court on October 22. A 40-year-old man from Airdrie, Alta, who was stopped around 5 a.m. on September 13 at the MTO weigh scales in Cochrane. He is charged with operation while impaired alcohol, operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, and driving a motor vehicle with liquor readily available. The accused was released from police custody and appears in court in Cochrane on October 22. The four drivers also had their licenses suspended for 90 days, and their tractor units were impounded for 7 days. None of the charges have been tested in court, and the accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty.